This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The search is on for tree-destroying Asian long-horned beetles in the Boston area. The invasive insects were found on the grounds of Faulkner Hospital in Jamaica Plain earlier this week. Now inspectors are looking for the brown and white beetles in a 10-square-mile area around the hospital. In total, more than 100,000 trees are estimated to be living in the inspection area, and the search effort will likely take months. As of today, 600 trees have reportedly been checked, and so far, no additional beetles have been discovered. That's 600 down, 99,400 to go. WBR reporter Sonari Glinton spent some time on the grounds of Faulkner Hospital to meet the man behind Boston's hunt for the Asian longhorned beetle.
Sometimes you don't realize how important trees are until it gets hot. Hot like it has been in Boston this week, where all of us could use a little shade. I'm on the campus of Faulkner Hospital in Jamaica Plain, and I'm about to go meet Clint McFarlane. He's a tree's best friend and an Asian longhorn beetle's worst enemy. How's it going?
Good. Clint McFarlane.
Kind of hot today, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But this is when the beetles actually like to emerge. So this is when we can actually start to see the adult beetles out in the environment, out in the field. So the hot weather that we might find a little unenjoyable is their time.
Clint McFarlane is chief beetle chaser for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Massachusetts. He's pretty intense. Booming voice, firm handshake. He's all business. Okay, except for the ponytail. For almost a decade, he's chased Asian longhorn beetles from New York to Worcester to Jamaica Plain. He thinks, lives, and even dreams trees.
I know it might seem silly, but I have nightmares about trees now.
And one of his nightmares came true when he first heard there was even a possibility of an Asian longhorn beetle infestation in Boston. McFarlane takes me to see the USDA tree climbers as they search for the black and silver beetle.
And if we go back here, we'll be able to see some individuals actually up in trees doing aerial surveys.
Maybe I shouldn't have worn my penny loafers.
Not too far in here right now.
It's not just that the Asian longhorn beetle can kill your favorite tree in your backyard where you tie your hammock. This bug kills a dozen type of trees. Birches, willows, elms, maples. If they go unchecked, they can wipe out whole industries. Bye-bye maple syrup. Hasta la vista, leaf peepers. This is serious, which is why climbers like John Massing go tree by tree, even ones just 5 inches wide.
And you're going to go up this one?
Yes.
That can hold you?
Yeah. I hope so. You know, as far as for thorough inspections, we'll climb everything that's climbable. So if you don't mind just like taking just a step back for a minute.
As the climbers inspect the trees in the brutal heat, other environmental officials from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the State Department of Conservation and Recreation are setting a regulated zone. Those agencies will be monitoring to make sure no one brings in a truckload of untreated wood. And if someone does, they can face a civil fine. They're relying on neighbors and environmental workers to do the educating and policing. Clint McFarlane explains, this bug infestation isn't nearly as bad as the one 2 years ago in Worcester, where 30,000 trees were removed.
Tree after tree after tree, property after property, everything in almost a linear line was infested and very devastating for that community. We're hoping here in Boston that this is just a localized satellite, that it was human-assisted movement, but that we might find others like this, but that we can get them before they do start to spread, that it's minimal on the number of trees we have to remove.
Clint McFarlane says he's chased the Asian longhorn beetle all across the Northeast, and he'll continue to here in Boston until every last one of them has been eradicated.
WBUR's Sonari Glinton with that report. The Asian longhorned beetle is native to China and thought to have first come here on wooden shipping pallets. You heard Sonari remind us that ecologists are taking the Boston beetle sighting seriously because of the devastation the insect has already brought to the Worcester area, where some 30,000 trees were cut down to control the beetle infestation there. But the problem hasn't been eradicated. So joining us now with more on these beetles is Robert Childs. He's an entomologist at UMass Amherst. Robert Childs, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's wonderful to have you, especially since this is really such a huge issue here. Now it's landed in our own backyard, so to speak. But let me just start by asking you, you heard Clint McFarland in that piece just now. He's from USDA saying that the beetles come out at this time of year. So can you tell us a little bit about their life cycle and why they were spotted in July?
The Asian longhorn beetle requires about one full year to go through its life cycle. The adult beetles start appearing now, coming out of the infested trees. They'll continue to do so into September. They'll mate, lay eggs under the bark of host trees, and those eggs will hatch within a couple of weeks, and the larvae then tunnel within the wood of the tree until late June, early July of the following year. They'll pupate and chew their way out as big black beetles with white spots.
So is it the fact that they do tunnel into the wood to lay their eggs that makes them so dangerous to the trees? What exactly kills the tree?
Well, they do kill trees, and they're devastating pests, but they don't do it quickly. It takes many, many years of reinfestation for them to effectively kill a tree. But the bottom line is they will kill a tree in a matter of 5, 6, 10 years.
Mm-hmm. And is it the fact that they bore into the tree and that disrupts
the
tree's circulation system? Or how exactly does the tree end up dying?
The tree's structural integrity is greatly compromised because the larvae, the immature stage of these beetles, spends close to a year tunneling through the wood, making a fairly large hole, you know, like pencil-sized diameter
hole. Oh, as big as that. Okay.
And that allows weaker decay, fungi, pathogens to enter and to further weaken the structural aspects of the tree.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been following how the response laid out in Worcester has gone. I mean, again, that was 2008, 2 years ago. 30,000 trees ended up getting cut down. Was that, you think, the most effective way to control the Asian longhorn beetle infestation there?
Well, it's the only known way. This pest first arrived in North America, or was first found, rather, in North America in 1996 in Brooklyn, New York. And I've been lecturing on it intensively. A lot of my focus groups that I deal with are tree care companies and tree wardens and that sort of thing. And it's there's no known cure once this beetle is in the tree other than to cut the trees down and to grind them up. And, yes, it's devastating that Worcester lost 30,000 trees this last year, but they only found 29 live beetles last summer. The summer before, 2008 in Worcester, I went to Worcester many, many times, and there was never a problem to find beetles, to find the exit holes. And so, yes, it's been extremely effective.
It seems to be an awfully high price to pay, though. I mean, is there any other way to control the beetle? Is there a chemical treatment, perhaps?
The second phase after tree removal is to go with the have been doing this year in Worcester is to treat trees with a systemic insecticide. And it doesn't kill beetles in infested trees. The trees have to be deemed Asian longhorn beetle free to get this treatment. But when the adult beetles emerge, they feed on the foliage and the systemic chemical works on them there. And it may work on the larvae when they first hatch from the egg right under the bark and feed for a few weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, here in the Boston area, when the first beetle sighting was made earlier this week, they initially said they were going to have a quarantine zone of 1.5 mile radius around
yep.
Faulkner Hospital. Now they've increased that to a 10 square mile area. Is that good news or bad news? Because I understand the beetles actually don't move very far from the trees in which their eggs are laid. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's very correct. The Asian longhorn beetle, as the USDA often refers to it, it's a lazy bug. They emerge from a host tree, will mate, and oftentimes reinfest that same tree. And if they do move, they may just go to the next nearest tree, which is only a matter of feet away. Much research has been done on this in China, the homeland of this beetle. And they know that if they have a very determined Asian longhorn beetle female with a good tailwind, it can move up to 1.5 miles. So they use that as their parameter for setting up a regulated area.
Mm-hmm. Robert Childs, let me ask you, a couple years ago I did a story on another invasive insect, the woolly adelgid, which tends to attack hemlock trees in New England. And they didn't go around cutting down entire forests of hemlock, whereas in the case of the Asian longhorn beetle, it seems like that is the preferred method of control. And yet both of these insects are still here. So do you think we'll be dealing with the Asian longhorn beetle for quite some time? Or can this thing really be eradicated from New England?
Well, once any new invasive insect population has become established in a new land, it's extremely difficult to completely eradicate it. The case of Worcester, the population of Asian longhorn beetle went on for so many years, estimated 10 to 15 years before someone realized what was there, and it had a good chance to establish itself. But most insects will spread far and wide, generation to generation. One of the keys to successful eradication with Asian longhorn beetle, when it emerges, it tends to stay very local, oftentimes on the same tree, and that really is a major factor.
So vigilance here is the key, early sightings on these trees. Robert Childs, entomologist at UMass Amherst, thank you so much for walking us through the life cycle of the Asian longhorn beetle.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Well, a little later in the program,
we are taking your money, we are giving it to the farmers, we are bringing the food to the table. This is the farm-to-table movement in its purest form.
Boston's underground supper club culture, educating and entertaining palates to make eating more intimate. But coming up next, we're visiting a Boston weightlifting program that's taking at-risk teens off the streets and putting them in the gym. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.